Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Duchesne. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.
Hi, everyone. This is James T. Duchesne, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network. And we're back with you today, this Tuesday evening, and just looking for an awesome time to just talk about some things with you and get an idea of what it is that's on your mind. And we just want to share with you what's on our minds and my mind and get some consensus. I want the opportunity to just recognize and hear what it is you're thinking and have you understand what my opinion is and thoughts about some of the things that I've been hearing for the last couple of days. I want to share with you the first story I want to share with you. I sent it out, and again, what I'm going to ask you all to do, those of you who want to be a part of the show on a regular basis, I'm going to ask you to send your email address to djames82@aol.com. And if you send me your email address, I'll make sure I send you out the topics for each show ahead of time so you'll have the opportunity to go listen or look at some of the videos that brought me to add that to the show. And there's so many things out there. Guys, I talk to you all the time telling you about how important it is for us to all remain engaged and paying attention to what goes on around our world. I am right now just overwhelmed with the amount of violence that is happening throughout our country. And a lot of times people put the violence on these new rap groups. And I have to tell you, I don't know a lot about rappers at all. I know a few of the old school rappers that may have came along while I was younger. But for the most part, the new age rappers or these new guys who are in the business, I have no knowledge in them whatsoever. And I was put to set back a little bit when I got this opportunity to listen to this rapper, and he was just went off on The Breakfast Club. You know, of course, The Breakfast Club is this huge show where people come in and get interviewed, and they're on top of their game. They're people that everybody knows. And so this show is a well-known show and a show that gets people noticed and people are always on top of. So it's incredible to me that somebody like this Birdman, when I saw this interview, and I was just sat back and I'm like, who is this guy? You know, so I had to go ahead and look and try to learn and see and find out who this guy is. But I said to myself, after doing a little of my research on this Birdman or Baby, all these different names they got for him, you know, what it is about him that makes him so huge in the business. And certainly, obviously, people have some bad thoughts about him, and certainly, when he came into this interview, he was going to demand respect. You know, y'all going to respect my MF name. And when my MF name come out, your mouth, it better come out with some respect. And he just showed off for like 2 to 3 minutes. And so he was just willing to just destroy these individuals. You know, he called out all three of them. You know, all three of the interviewers who were on The Breakfast Club, he called out all three of them and suggested to one of them that he could have ran up on him You know, and I'm sitting there, who is this man who thinks he's so above the law? You know, when you get in the entertainment and show business, you have to recognize you're part of the, you know, you're out there in the public. And so there are people who are going to say things about you, and whether they're right or wrong for what they're saying, you just have to go with the flow. And certainly he had some issues, and all he did was call more attention to himself. See, he wasn't smart enough to know if you didn't want to participate in the show, then don't show up. Don't give anybody any fuel. But what he did was give them more fuel to work with than they ever had before. And now people are coming out the woodwork going off on him or teasing him and picking at him. And so I'm saying to you, who is this man that has no ability whatsoever to control himself? And, you know, I looked up and saw that he has been successful in the business, but he's been successful in the business off the backs of people by giving them terrible contracts or not paying them. So you got this name for yourself. Excuse me. You got this name for yourself of not paying people properly or not doing business in a good way. You also got your name for yourself for kissing Lil Wayne. You know, I don't know if you did or you didn't, but certainly they had a little video on you and Lil Wayne, like y'all were a lot closer than two men ought to be face to face. And so I'm saying you got to go out there and do those things and behave in this fashion and wonder why people teasing you or disrespecting you. And so you got to go along with the flow. You don't let the water run off your back. Be man enough to handle it and buck it up. You know, if you're going to be in the entertainment business, that's what you got to be willing and prepared to do. Be out front. Let people say what they say. And if it's not true, let it roll off your back like you're a duck. And not be submerged in it. But when you come into a studio with seven or eight different people deep, as though you could tear up the whole studio, and that you're going to wreak havoc on these men, talking about you're going to demand respect. Respect is given to those people who earn it, not the people who just demand it, as though they had some beef, you got some beef, and you're going to come out and go get out of control, because ultimately, you ain't going to have to worry about the millions you got, because you're going to be locked up somewhere. If you're going to act like a thug and be a gangster and going to do it out front, and threaten people out front, eventually at some point you're going to get locked up. Because America don't care nothing about gangsters going around. Once they know who you are, they're going to send enough people to arrest you and put you in jail. So Birdman or Baby, whatever you want to be called, you the one put yourself in that position and cause yourself to even get more called out because of the way you were behaving. So you need to go back into therapy or go somewhere back into business 101 so that people can assist you in making the transition to success so that you don't get yourself out front and called out like that. If you want people to think you're a great businessman, be a great businessman. Treat people fairly. Don't be going around treating people unfairly and causing yourself all kind of havoc. Because you want to be the thug of the year. You need to understand that you cannot go around beefing on people in public like you some doggone, I don't know what it's called. You know, you the mafia or something? I mean, they were supposed to run scared because you came in there cussing and fussing. They did the exact right thing. They called you out. Asked you about a couple guys, whether or not did you come back to them the same way. So I need you to understand, man, you were out of control. You caused yourself a lot of chaos and a lot of bad press by coming in there and acting like you some kind of fool. You know, you made it even worse. And it's time you understand that you can't go around acting like that. If you want to be respected, get respected in a way that you help other young people understand how to behave. How to get out of the thug life, how to act like good businessmen. You can be 100 without being a fool. Being 100 doesn't require you to be anybody's fool. It doesn't require you to be taking advantage of people. It requires that you act like you've got some good common sense, that you know the difference between acting like a jerk and coming off like you're going to scare somebody. Because them guys couldn't allow that. How can them guys have a show where they interview people on honesty if they're going to let you bully them? And you weren't in no position to bully them because they had the right on their side. They had videotaped you from the time you walked in. So whatever you did that was out of place wasn't going to get you nothing but trouble. So you showed yourself in the wrong fashion, and somebody need to get with you and take you back to business one-on-one, even though you don't make millions. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, you don't market yourself, got millions and millions of dollars, but you ain't got the respect portion. You're not being respected. You try to make somebody respect you by force. You can't force people to respect you. Respect is something that people freely give. And when you act accordingly, act like you got some common sense, then people will give you the respect you deserve. When you reach your hand out and help a man up and don't try to take advantage of a man, then you'll get the respect you deserve. When you don't go out on stage trying to bully everybody, trying to make everybody seem like you the head of the mafia, you'll get the respect that you deserve. You know what I'm saying? See, you don't understand. You got yourself up there, but to stay up there and be respected, you not need to take it to a different level. You need to go get you some schooling and let somebody teach you what it is you need to do so that you stay on top of your game. You become a person who is able to work in multiple fields and get multiple incomes because of what the positive things that people think about you. Nobody can think about you positively if all you're doing is sending out negativity. You know what I'm saying? If people are aware of you taking advantage of one of your artists, treating your artist unfairly, and they know how good he is, you're not going to get that kind of respect. And certainly you don't cut your nose off to spite your face because reporters and radio hosts are the people who are going to keep you on top. Those are people who are going to keep your name out the front and keep you on the positive and make sure that everybody understands where you're coming from and what it is that you're doing. But all you did was give people fuel to light you up. Everybody's talking about you. So here it is in Orlando, Florida, a 55-year-old man who don't know nothing about rap is talking about you on his radio show because you cut the food. I can't even let my listeners hear what you said because of how foul it was. So obviously you got some issues that you need to address. And until you address those issues, you're not going to be the man that you could be. Because there might be a potential legacy for you that is much more positive than you could ever be aware of, but you want to go walking around like you a thug. You don't tell that guy, come on, hey, I could have jumped out on you. Jumped out on him and did what? And where were you going to be after you jumped out on him? Like nobody was going to know who you were and what you did when you jumped out on him and did whatever. What were you going to do after you jumped out on him? You know, what were you going to do that was going to be something positive? You know what I'm saying? And that's the same stuff you portraying to the public that some of these young boys ain't got enough sense not to follow. And instead of you helping them become men, like Steve Harvey is helping young boys to become men, you are a detriment to our society. What kind of legacy is that to leave, Mr. Birdman, or Mr. Baby, or whatever it is you want to be called? You know what I'm saying? People are disrespecting you because you don't deserve to be disrespected. You've been disrespected because of your behavior, because of the things that you're doing. And if you address those things you're doing, you're going to continue to get the same thing. You understand? When you do the same thing, and you know what they say a fool is? Somebody who's doing the same thing and expect a different outcome. Your outcome is going to continue to be the same every time you stroll in somewhere 4, 5, 6, and 8 deep thinking you're going to spark fear in somebody. Ain't nobody scared of you when they got you on tape, man. What reason do they have to be scared? got you on tape. There's no reason for him to be afraid of you.
Why you needed to walk
four, five, eight people deep in there to cuss somebody out. If you walked in there by yourself, that would have showed that you were man enough to handle your business on your own. Why did you need all them people following you? I saw the other interviews of the other guys who came in and talked or had an interview. Maybe they had one person with them, but they ain't come in there with all that crew as though they were going to break some habits. Every one of y'all would have went flat to jail. You would have served no purpose. All of that fussing and puffing wouldn't have got you nothing but locked up because they started filming you from the very beginning and you wasn't smart enough to recognize. Now you don't have a platform. It suggests that you're trying to call back and apologize, and the platform has been taken away from you. You took away the platform that you could have used to let people know who you truly are, let people know the good that you're trying to do, let people know how you're trying to fix the issues that you had in the past so that you could do good things in the future. That's what you ought to be about. That's what you ought to be trying to do, is brand yourself in a fashion that people can respect you. Because one thing you don't understand, no matter how good you are or how great you are, there are always going to be people who hate you. And there's always going to be people who disrespect you. So you can't beat everybody into submission. No matter what you do, there's always going to be people who are out there willing to say things you ain't willing to hear. And so you need to be real about what your situation is. And the only way it can be addressed is if you change your behavior. If you change who you are, and you need to get you a mentor to help you get to the next level so you can overcome these issues that you yourself have. Because you digging the hole that got you in the place that you're in. It don't take years for you to recover for what you did in 2 or 3 minutes. And you need to recognize that. It's going to take years and years for you to recover from what you did in 2 or 3 minutes in that video. And there ain't nothing you can do about it but put hard work to it. And I wish you the best of luck, Mr. Birdman, or baby, whatever you think you are, whatever you want to be called. But until you learn and understand that hard work has to be sacrificed into people's lives who want to be respected. We all want to be respected, but we can't be respected if we refuse to do the things that are necessary for people to say positive things about us. And I'm sorry you got yourself in that situation, but you need to find you an older mentor to help you recognize that the crew that you're with and how you carry yourself is not going to get you the respect that you deserve or that you want. This is the host, James Deshaies, of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with you to change the subject. But I just want to say to you, Birdman, I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but I hope the people who do hear it recognize if you want respect, you got to do things to be respected, not the evil. Evil don't ever give you the respect that you deserve. Evil don't get you respect. It gets you quiet people around you who are talking about you behind your back. That's what evil and thugism get you. It ain't going to get you nothing positive. People going to always talk about you when you're doing the wrong thing. If you want to hear people talking, saying positive things about you, do positive things. Be a positive person. Help people to get up where you are and treat them fairly. Don't treat people like you no mafia. Ain't nobody got no positive thoughts or nobody walking around acting like they running the world and they going to scare everybody into submission. You can't scare everybody into submission. You can't make yourself look better by forcing people to be afraid of you. Life ain't that way. Again, we're going to take a short break. This is James Deshaies of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And we'll go on to our next topic after this break.
Hello, I I am Princess Cooper with the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and you're listening to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections with host James Deshay right here every Saturday at 8 p.m. Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
How you doing? This is James Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We're on here with you on Tuesdays. Again, always look for me on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Thursdays at 6 p.m., and Saturdays at 8 p.m. We are brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Okay, we're going to go on to our next topic today, guys. You know, we're always trying to talk about the things that impact our community, our cities, and our state. And right now we're in the midst of a crazy campaign to select our next president. And we have done wonderful things these last 8 years with Barack Obama as our president, President Barack Obama, and Michelle as our first lady. We have had a class act, and now we're about to follow it up with who I hope is Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton back in the White House. I'd love to see them back in the White House doing what they do best, serving the people and doing what it takes to make our lives better. But right now we're in the midst of a crazy GOP race for the nomination of the Republican Party. And I just want to say to you guys, how in the world can this man be in this type of position? You know what I'm saying? It was just unbelievable that people are honestly taking him serious. And I want to just talk to y'all about why is it that he's being taken serious like this. And I think part of the issue is that there have been people for 8 years looking, hoping, and praying for what we used to call in professional boxing, heavyweight boxing, the great white hope. And I think for a lot of people, Donald Trump is the great white hope. He is this man that they believe will come into power and knock minorities out. And y'all better get it right. This man is not going to be looking to do what's in the best interest of minorities. This man is a clown. I cannot believe every morning I wake up every day and listen to the news over and over and over again. I take news channels over and over and over so I can listen to everything, make sure of what it is that I'm going to talk about in the next couple of days. Donald Trump gets in on prime time, and he talks about the way a man eats pancakes. Now, how in the world can you take this man serious about what it is about being the president when he want to talk about how another man eats pancakes? You know what I'm saying? And lie about, oh, my son said, Dad, who is this man eating like that? This is just filthy or whatever term he used. Now you know his son ain't saying nothing like that. This man, he talking about people being a liar. Donald Trump is the liar. You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump is out of control. And I just cannot begin to understand how those of us who are minorities are playing a part in this man rising to power and becoming the president of the United States. And when I talk about minorities, I'm talking about African Americans, Latinos, women, young people. I don't know how anybody in those categories can be supporting a man who's going to put his foot on your neck. You know what I'm saying? This man is willing to talk about and degrade anybody. It doesn't make no difference who they are. So for anybody who are in those minority categories that supports this man, they're supporting him at their own demise. And I just can't, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't understand how you can support somebody who clearly lets you know that he could care less about who you are. This man has no respect for women. He said that. He doesn't treat women well. So how can you respect a man that doesn't even treat women well when his mama was a woman? How can you respect a man who ain't never been in the service, who will talk about another man who got shot down and spent years in captivity? How can you disrespect a man like that? I can't disrespect no man who's put on a uniform, went through basic training, went to war, and was willing to fight. I can't disrespect him. And so I don't understand what it is that allows people who are minorities, again, minorities are African-Americans, Latinos, women, and young people, can throw their support behind a man who has shown you such disrespect, who makes up stuff. You know what I'm saying? We can go back to the beginning where this man talking, he saw Muslims in New Jersey cheering when the towers came down. Ain't nobody else seen that. Okay? Do you understand that you can't videotape nothing and put it on TV and it don't be archived? So if somebody, if he saw that, they could easily come out and support him on what he saw. But nobody could do that because he's a liar. The man's been lying ever since he went back and said he had proof that Barack Obama was not American. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand how in the world we find ourselves in a situation where this man is this close to being the president of the United States of America. What do you think is going to happen to us as a country if this man gets to be put in the White House? What do you think, what kind of laws do you think he's going to pass when he's in cahoots with the GOP related to minority individuals, related to women, related to Latinos, related to those who need help? We need to be real about what our situation is and become engaged and support Hillary Clinton because she is the one we know we can count on. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. She is the only one running right now that we can be assured that she's going to do, work as hard as she possibly can to get the best result for those of us who support her. And we sit back and watch this man take advantage. And again, I told you what it is. He's the great white hope. He is the great white hope. Here's a man who said he didn't know nothing about the Ku Klux Klan. How can you be over the age of 50 and don't have no knowledge of the Ku Klux Klan? How can you be over the age of 50 and don't know who David Duke is? Are we going to be idiots and allow this man to walk his way into the White House and have to deal with him for 4 to 8 years? In a situation where he is disrespected, this man is already disrespected around the world. This man is disrespected around the world already. Before he even spend one day in the White House, there are people around the world wondering, what in the heck is going on with America? The Bushes didn't have this kind of disrespect. This man is literally going home at night, jumping on Twitter, and he's supposed to be the president, yelling out all kind of filthy things about people, about women, and about minorities, about Latinos, calling Latinos racist, murderers, robbers, stealers. And you think he don't think that same thing about African Americans? You believe he said that about Latinos, and he don't think that same way about African Americans? When he came on TV and said in Fort Lauderdale he couldn't find people who wanted work, if you were willing to pay people a different salary, a decent salary, you think they wouldn't work no matter if it was a holiday period or not? Come on, let's be honest with who we are. We know better than that. He's already going to different places, getting people to work who are undocumented. But yet he's going to build a fence to keep out people who get into this country. But yet he already hired. Come on, guys. You can't be a fool. You can't be a fool. You can't believe that this man is going to do what's right for America. He's already built his business off the back of the poor. You can't believe that this man is going to do what's in your best interest. And those of you who are poor and white, who believe he's going to give you a break, you a fool, because you're in the same boat with the rest of us. Poor white Americans are in the same boat with the rest of the minority. And you get fooled, and he's going to do you the same way he's going to do everybody else. You think you're getting a break. You think that all of a sudden, oh, I got a real white man in the office, and he's going to give us a break. You ain't getting no break. He's going to treat you the same as he treats the rest of the minority. You need to wake up and smell the coffee. The fact is that he ain't got no use for you. This man ain't never been poor a day in his life. He don't know nothing about working hard. And you think he's going to care about the hard issues you got dealing with you? You think he really going to do that? He's stolen from people like you. He's created schools to steal from people like you who want to better themselves, and he took your money and didn't give you anything in return. Why do you think he keeps getting sued? Why do you think he keeps filing for bankruptcy? The man is an idiot. But no, he thinks we are a bigger idiot than him. That's the reason why he's willing to do this. That's the reason why he's willing to disrespect us the way he is. And those of you who go to his rallies and glean him all his support, thinking that life is going to be better for you, you're sadly mistaken. He is fooling the GOP, and he's fooling all those Americans who are willing to vote for him. So you need to take it for what it is. You all are getting ready to get yourself disappointed. Just like you took up with the Bush and thought he was going to make life better for you, it ain't going to happen. Here's a man who ain't never put on a uniform talking about how he's going to take us to war and how we're going to beat these people up. Do you understand that there's going to be American people who die as a result of him getting you involved in these wars where he's going to try to make America great again? America's already great. And under Donald Trump, we're going to go back. So you need to recognize and understand that we're in the situation that we're in now on the positive because of what Barack Obama brought to the table. And if you go against the positive steps that we've taken, and you go back to letting Donald Trump run this country, you're gonna get exactly what you deserve. You're gonna get it, and he's telling you what he's gonna do. And you still falling for it. You're going to fall for the hope, though. You understand he's going to keep doing for the rich what people have already done for him. And if you don't recognize that the only saving grace we got is if we elect Hillary Clinton back in the office to continue the positive direction that we're going in. And you're costing us a lot of respect around the world by even letting him remain in the process. The fact that we got to deal with him in November is going to be a disrespectful situation. He already saying, making statements about Hillary that is not presidential. Who can't tell you something about how he looks? He look a hot mess. Why don't y'all tell the man the truth? Why don't y'all be honest about when he's talking about how handsome he is? Why don't you tell the man what he looked like? Why don't you be honest with him what he looked like with that thing on top of his head, talking about he's a handsome man? That man is so crazy, he's fooling himself. The man is retarded. And I'm sorry, I had to say that. But he is so demented and misguided that he cannot even find his way back to a respectable place. And those of you who are supporting him are just as crazy as he is. I love America too much to even want him to become president so that he can show you what it'd be like. So you come running back to the Democratic Party. I don't want that to happen to you. And I hope and pray, again, that all the minorities out there, and when I talk about minority, I ain't talking about just black. I'm not talking about just Latinos. I'm talking about women, poor people of all races. I'm talking about young people. You better stick with what is good, and that's the Democratic Party. You mess around and go and let Donald Trump talk you into getting his support and getting him in the White House. The minute he gets the keys to the White House, you all are going to need to lay down and toot it up because he's going to destroy us. Ain't nobody going to want to do business with us. Tell me, how do you tell a man what you're going to make him do before the negotiations start? Tell me where they teach that in business. You're going to tell a man what you're going to make him do before the negotiations start. Who in the world going to do something they already don't figure out how they're going to keep you from getting what it is you want? This Donald Trump is the evil of evilists, and if you don't recognize what he is and who he is, you're going to find yourself in a bad situation when you're talking about America going in the wrong direction. Under a Donald Trump administration, we're going to head in the wrong direction. And if you mess around and have him in there for 8 years, it's going to be a hot mess. It is time for you to recognize and realize that all of us need to get fully engaged, go down there and get do the paperwork so that we can get ready to vote. And in November, be prepared and ready to vote for Hillary Clinton, so we can get away from this situation. She's going to be the only saving grace that we have is if we allow her to become the next president. And I could care less if she's a woman. She is an intelligent woman. She's a hard-working woman. And she's been there every step of the way. And for those of you who don't have sense enough to see it, y'all in big trouble. Y'all in major trouble. So I'm telling you, for what it is, all of y'all need to, do whatever it takes to overthrow the Republican Party and make sure that Donald Trump don't get nowhere near the White House. We don't even want him to be a guest. We ain't going to extend him no invitation. We ain't going to extend him no opportunity to visit. None of that. Send him back to New York and let him sit himself down somewhere and talk every morning while he's eating breakfast, talking about how pretty he looks. This man is insane. Have you ever seen anybody behave in that fashion? No, you ain't never heard nobody behave like that. That's ridiculous. And he goes, I can be presidential. When a man tells you he can be something that he's not behaving, he can't do it. There is no way. He is incapable of being an effective president. We're going to spend the whole time trying to keep him from destroying the country. That's what's going to happen. And right now, the only person who can help us continue in the direction we're going is Hillary Clinton. All right, We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back to talk about our last topic. And I just want you to know, my name is James T. DeShay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, the author of two books. I've published two books, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. I'm working on my third book, and I'd like you to support me and to put my books in your library. So I'd love to have you write me at djames82@aol.com. Write me and tell me what it is you'd like to talk about on my show. I want you to call into the show and talk to me. Tell me what it is you're thinking so that we can recognize and talk about what our opinions are. This show is the vehicle you need to use to get your voices heard. We want your voices heard. We're here three times a week, Tuesday at 6 o'clock, Thursdays at 6 o'clock, and Saturdays at 8 o'clock. And we want you to call in and have your voices heard on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with you with our last topic.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
You use Tide Pods?
Yeah.
But I thought you were the queen of the pre-treat soak, treat soak.
Those are fond memories, but those things are amazing. Once I saw what they did, I actually started to relax. Don't touch my things. Those little guys clean, brighten, and fight stains. So now I can focus on more pressing matters.
Like your container.
Isn't it beautiful?
Your sweet peppers aren't next to your hot peppers.
That's my Tide. What's yours?
A better network as explained by an abnormally large basketball hoop.
When a wireless network has bigger capacity, more data gets through more quickly. Score. Better matters. Verizon.
All right, we're in our last 15 minutes, and I want to just thank you guys for being here with me, hearing about me on my soapbox when it comes to some of the things we talked about, some important things today. And we're going to finish this shot of the show on a lighter note. I just want to say to you guys, I am just in awe of Beyonce. I mean, this lady is able to talk about so many different topics and to be willing to put herself out there the way she does. She does her fans and the world a great service by willing to not be afraid to voice her opinion. And I just feel it's so, I just don't know what to say. I mean, it is like, you know, this new project she came out with called Lemonade. I mean, to be willing to put her personal business out there and her recovery, showing everyone that life is hard, life can be difficult, but you can overcome the hardships of when one of your mates may have done something that he shouldn't have done. And certainly I just want to take my hat off to her for her to care enough about us to help us go on her journey with us, with her, and to teach us all a lesson, because that's a life lesson. Things don't always go perfect, and sometimes there are going to be obstacles in our way that we're going to have to overcome. And she certainly in her video showed, and that in a lot of different formats. We have to recognize that each one of those African-Americans who died as a result of gun violence, who died as a result of brutal behavior from the police, that we all have to learn something from that. We have to learn that we have to continue to live on and make the necessary adjustments in order to combat that kind of behavior. And certainly, I don't believe that... you know, I hope her and Jay-Z can get beyond this. I hope that this is going to be the last time she has to put their personal lives out there on Front Street in this fashion, that she will be able to restore the love and commitment to her relationship, and that Jay-Z can rise up and be the man that he needs to be. And because it has to hurt, man. I mean, you have everybody in your business 24/7 is can't be an easy situation. And so certainly Jay-Z and Beyonce are doing some things that are new, and I'm sure it won't be the last time people use it in that fashion. But we have to use it as an opportunity to grow, not as an opportunity to act foolish and act crazy and attacking people. That's not what you should be doing. What you should recognize is no matter how much money you make, no matter how beautiful you are, no matter how committed you are, there's a possibility that you will have hardship. But you can, when you commit yourself and dedicate yourself, you can overcome those issues. And we all have certain issues that we got to deal with. And I want to say to you that everybody has something they have to overcome. And certainly, Jay-Z has done some things that he needs to address, and I hope that he addresses it for the sake of his family. He now not only has a wife that he needs to make sure she feels love, but he has a daughter that he needs to make sure she always has a father there for her 24/7. And no other woman should be allowed to come between him and his family. And, you know, and again, I take my hat off to him for being willing to stand up under that kind of scrutiny. I take my hat off to her for being willing to put herself out there in that way, because it has to be something difficult to do, to put yourself on Front Street that way and to share with people your most personal business in that fashion and let them know that you fought your way back. So often, people want to believe that you're weak for staying in a situation when you've been cheated on. But the fact is that it takes a lot of strength and a lot of power to let people know what happened to you and still be willing to stay there for the sake of your family, for the sake of your child, and for the sake of your marriage. Nothing should be more important than your marriage. And you should be willing to fight for any degree to see it be salvaged. And certainly she's shown that she's willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that her marriage has an opportunity. And again, I take my hat off to her and JC, and I hope that all of us out there who are looking are learning and use this as a point of learning so that we are willing to rise up and do the same thing. All of us need to rise up and sacrifice to make sure that our relationships have the opportunity to survive. And certainly, she's done that. She could walk away so easily and not have to worry about anything because it ain't about the money. So she chose to hang in there and to do it on a world stage and with everyone knowing what her business is and what she's fighting for. So I take my hat off to Beyonce. I have all great respect for Jay-Z and hope that he turns his life around. And I hope that they can mend the fences in a fashion that we can all look at it years from now and have literally forgotten about this hard time. And that's what we have to do. We have to allow them the opportunity to survive this obstacle and recognize that we all have obstacles. We're going to all have shortcomings, and we're going to all have hardships. And we've got to be ready and prepared to overcome those hardships in a fashion that makes us better. Well, that's the show for this Tuesday, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And I want to ask you to please look up my books, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. Make them a part of your library. I want you to email me at djames82@aol.com. make sure you leave me your email address so I can send you the topics of every show so that you can call in and be a part of the show. I want you to talk about what it is that's on your mind. I want to give you the opportunity to use my show as a vehicle to share with the world your opinions and your thoughts so we can all become better as we listen to the things that we're talking about. I want to be a part of your life in a positive fashion, and I want you to have a positive impact on my show. I want you to call in and let your voice be heard. No matter what it is you got to say, I'm going to be willing to allow you the opportunity to share with it and let your voice be heard on Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. This is James Cachet, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And again, we'll be on next Thursday at 6 p.m. I want you to call in and let me know what it is that's on your mind and talk about. This is your show and your opportunity to have your voice heard loud and clear. This is a show that you know that you can call in and make sure your voice is heard and people will listen. Thoughts, Love, and Impression brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And this is James Deshay, and see you at Thursday at 6 p.m. I look forward to talking with you guys. Take it easy and see you on Thursday at 6 p.m.
In the past, my life has been inundated by those who truly didn't understand the term commitment. The connections would flourish and become entangled by daily life experiences. Quickly, that which seemed so promising turned barren. What has recently appeared before me seems to break all the rules. I find myself waiting to overcome the next obstacle because the connection will be strengthened by the experience. You have created a love within me which was unforeseeable. I've never known love like this. I've never known love like this. My commitment to us is deeper than I ever conceived it could be between a man and a woman. I never dreamed that my belief in the Lord's word would manifest itself